Sacramento.
Glory, glory, Sacramento.
Roro with the goal.
Roro's going to take a shot. Oh, my. Do you believe it?
Cameron Nwassa charging forward, looking for a team to strike on distance. And it rattles in. Cameron Nwassa to Sacramento.
That it was less about if and more about when Sacramento was going to join Major League Soccer. Well, folks, when is today? Your when has arrived.
Hello, Sacramento, and welcome to the Rise of the Republic podcast. I am your host, Blake Marquez, and I have Rich, as always, with me. We're back, Rich. How are you feeling, man?
Back in the saddle again. Man, it was, it was tough to try to launch this podcast and to get one game into the season and see it all shut down. I know we considered continuing to do some episodes on some news. We thought about doing some movie reviews, watching our favorite soccer films, that sort of stuff, trying to just keep content alive. But we didn't really know what was going to happen, how this was all going to play out. So we decided to let it be for the last three and a half months. So the season was shut down March 12th after just one game of the Republic season. But it's about time to get back on it because the schedule has been released for the resumption of play.
Yeah. And it's an interesting format. Let's jump into it. There's a schedule, the season is going to continue, but they're doing it in a different way. And, I'm actually really excited. How do you feel about this format?
I'm definitely intrigued by it. Just to get a little news dump out here, just to run down a couple notes before we get into looking ahead, just to cover our bases here. The Republic also had, you know, a player test positive for coronavirus. That's not all that surprising, honestly. A lot of people, obviously, in the nation and a lot of pro athletes as well. Three Sacramento Kings have tested positive, but the Republic player was the first one of any Sacramento professional athlete. That obviously was not good, but, you know, it appears that everything's going okay. It seems like that person must be healthy by now, so we have not heard any further announcements there. Also, a positive note is that the construction for the stadium at the rail yards is still on track. A lot of things were being pushed back, but that never changed. You know, finally, there were a lot of furloughs. About more than half of the Sacramento Republic FC, their staff was furloughed during the break, but there's also some optimism there that a lot of those jobs could be returning to full time as this season resumes. And yeah, to get to the format going ahead, it was announced that there will be Sac Republic Soccer starting July 13th. And this is going to be in a group format similar to a World Cup.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. I mean, the opportunity does not arise very often to see club soccer at a professional level played in this format. It's going to be really fun. You want me to break it down as far as how the groups are going to go and with the regional stuff?
Yeah, but you can. I got the information in front of me as well. So if there's anywhere where you don't have you need me to fill in, I can do that as well.
Totally. So Sacramento are in Group A, which is basically a Northwest division. It takes Portland, Sacramento, Reno, and it used to be Seattle Sounders too. What's that club rebranded as?
Tacoma Defiance.
Tacoma, which is a sick rebrand. I just want to throw that out there. I think it's a great rebrand, great badge. So we got those four in our group. We're going to play each of them four times to total a 12 games, and I believe we're playing four outside of our group as well. And you want to hit us with?
Yeah, it's actually – so because the Republic played one game, they don't need to play 16 more. They're playing 15 more. So everyone's trying to get to 16 games total in the regular season. So they'll be playing three games outside of their group. I have those teams as well here. They'll be playing the LA Galaxy 2, Orange County SC, and San Diego Loyal SC.
I was interested to see, because I knew they were going to play a few teams outside of their group. I was interested to see how far they were going to go, and keeping it on the West Coast with us makes a lot of sense. Those are going to be fun games. Orange County, always a big player in the Western Conference. And, you know, San Diego is a new franchise. I think Landon Donovan is their GM, so that's going to be fun. And we have fun playing LA Galaxy too. So I'm excited to see this. I'm excited to see us play Reno four times, man. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah, that is really cool. And it's going to be, you know, happening pretty soon. So the first game is Monday, July 13th at home against the Tacoma Defiance. But the second game is also at home, this time against Reno. And that one's actually going to be on ESPN2, which is pretty cool.
That's awesome. So I wonder if that's going to be – that's national broadcast, right?
Yeah.
Wow, cool. That's putting our name out there. That's awesome. I think it's probably because it's, you know, it's a derby, two pretty big players in the USL in Reno and Sacramento. So that'll be really fun. What about you? Is there any of these games that are sticking out to you that you're excited to see?
Yeah, I think then there's the run after those two games. There's the run of out of group opponents with away at LA Galaxy 2, home at Orange County against Orange County SC, and away at San Diego Loyal. That'll be interesting for me. I just think it'd be nice to see these teams that I haven't had a good look at. And it'll kind of break it up where we're going to be seeing a lot of the Timbers, a lot of Reno, a lot of Tacoma, but that's going to be a really fun run of games, I think.
Yeah. And I mean, like, speaking of playing these, you know, Tacoma, Portland, Reno, a handful of times, it's going to be great to kind of learn more about those teams as well. We're going to learn a little bit more about their playing style, because there are so many teams in this conference or in this league that it is pretty hard to watch games outside of the Republic for sake of learning other teams' playing style and that kind of thing, learning their identity. So it'll be nice to branch out a little bit and get to see these teams play play a few more times this season. And then so after the group stage, they're going to take top two and they're going to do a playoff broken down regionally as well, correct?
Yeah, that's right. I think they're going to try to get the groups or the elimination stage still as close as possible regionally. And they'll be, of course, matching the winners of the groups against the runners-up of the groups in that stage.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm really excited for this, man. I'm looking forward to it. I don't have much to add. But, yeah, just really stoked, excited to see some more some American soccer going on. It's great to get the old glory red out there and see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Really excited to see the season return. You know, I wasn't sure it would happen. It kind of came across pretty quick when they decided to resume the season. It's happening fast, and they're getting a home game, a couple home games right off the bat. That's exciting. And yeah, in the meantime, I will say that I've certainly been drawn a little more to the international leagues that have already resumed. I know that you and I have been watching a lot of Premier League. Do you want to tell the folks about our little series coming up that we're going to record between now and the start of the restart of the Republic season?
Yeah, so Rich and I decided, because Rich is lacking a club out in Europe, he doesn't support a club in Europe, that we're going to try to give him a team since there is no American soccer going on. And he's been watching a lot. He's been letting me know about some of these score updates and some of these teams that he's interested in. But I wanted to give him a broader sense of teams all over Europe, you know, the top five leagues, France, Germany, Spain, Italy, England, of course. We're diving really deep in England. We want to give our listeners and Rich a really broad sense of what's out there in England. And we're going to take a lot of teams from all over the other countries that I mentioned. We're probably going to do more of the top five in those countries, but England's going to get a really big big brushstroke, if you will, there. I'm excited for that. I'm learning a lot myself about some of these clubs and their history that I wasn't aware of. We're going to have a lot of really good guests on, fans of the clubs that they support, fans of the clubs that we are going to be mentioning coming on and kind of giving us a good idea of their identity. I don't know about you, Rich, but I'm stoked for that.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's a great time to get into international soccer. There's EPL games going on, Bundesliga games going on. While there's, other than, the women's league started back up, was actually the first professional league in America to start back up here in the U.S. So that's exciting too. But it's a good time to branch out in soccer knowledge and soccer fandom, I think.
Yeah, and with that being said, I think we should probably end it here, Rich. I don't have much more to add about the news drop here. I'm really stoked to get stuff going again. Let's end it here, and we will probably see you next time, listener, with a Premier League episode and give you some knowledge on some of the teams out in England.
Yeah, and then full-time Republic coverage. Thanks, guys.